Let's go to the Caradio Newsline. This is a fun segment, friend of the program. Kristen's joining us right now. It's always fun because I always know there's two more days left and before the weekend when we hear your voice. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
with only a month or so left in school for the school year, the question this morning, I guess, for people, you know, still out there returning from dropping their students off or whatever, should high school students be looking for jobs now for the summer? Is now a good time to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think now is really the perfect time. So, you know, most employers, if they're going to staff for the summer months or if they need extra help for the summer, really now is the perfect time for high school students or just any young adults in general to be looking for those summer jobs or part-time jobs, for sure.
What should they be doing to get started?
You know, I think the first thing to do is just kind of ask some questions, right? You know, so if this is maybe your first job, you know, do you like working with people? Do you mind working with food, for example? You know, things like that. Then, of course, there's practical things to consider. Do I need a place close by? Do I need to get a ride there? How am I going to get there in the summer? You know, things like that. I know we're doing that in my own house, actually, right now. do a little research. Start looking at those job postings in your area, right? See what's close by and see where you'd like to work and see what the requirements are.
Yeah. And speaking of that, you know, it's always kind of interesting how high school students put their resume together. You know, like the top line would be from June of 2023 to July of 2023, I made grilled cheese sandwiches for my mom and dad. So what should be on a high school student's resume?
You know, so there are a lot of jobs that high school students that kind of that they can apply for that might not even require a resume, but I don't think it ever hurts to have one. I think it makes a really good impression. You know, I think that, you know, my advice to students and also to their parents is just think of the skills that you already have. Just because you haven't had a job doesn't mean you don't have skills. So if you've ever, I mean, truly, if you've ever cleaned up around the house, the kitchen, you did yard work, you helped your neighbors, after school activities, all of those things generate skills. And just being able to articulate them is probably the hardest part, but it can really make a good impression on the employer or even, you know, a manager of a store.
So when it comes to the interview process, that can be very intimidating for anyone, regardless of their age, but especially for high school students who may not have had that prior experience being interviewed. How should they prepare?
You know, I think that no matter what type of job it is, it's important to dress for the interview. You know, I don't necessarily think a high school student has to wear a suit, but I also don't think, you know, no t-shirts, no sweats, you know, stuff like that. So nice pants, nice skirt, you know, button down shirts, things like that really do make a big difference. I also think like avoiding any of those logos, like logos on your shirt or your, you know, things like that. And then, of course, once you get to the interview, again, it's about thinking about those skills that you already had. Talk about how you've helped people. Talk about maybe how you know how important it is to keep surfaces clean if you're applying at a restaurant, right? I also think it never hurts for them to mention that, right? So in my own home, I know how important it is to keep the kitchen clean. You know, that can make a huge first impression, I think, if you're applying to, say, a fast food restaurant or things like that. And then, again, those after-school activities. How have you helped other people? Maybe you helped a teacher. Maybe you were part of a club. And that also teaches you teamwork, right? So doing those school activities gives you really great teamwork skills.
Wow, that's awesome. And remember, don't start every sentence with the word like. Like I, you know. Anyway. And then what about the, you know, the references? Like, so to put mom on as a reference, so when she answers the phone, yes, he's very good. Hire him.
You know, I think that in a pinch, that might work. But, you know, also if you did, you know, my own two helped out like their neighbors with yard work and stuff. Mm-hmm. That could also be a reference.
Yeah,
right?
That's good. So, yeah. So how can you, how can any of the parents who are listening right now or anybody that's interested in this get more information or help with it?
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is that the Workforce Center is available to everyone. So as young as 14 years old, you can actually create an account with connectingcolorado.com. And that is really the only thing you need to do to start using our services. So parents can come in with their kids, maybe help them get their account set up. and ask those questions about resumes, job interviewing. We can help you look for work, stuff like that. We can do that anytime in our office.
Beautiful. Kristen, thanks for joining us as always. We really appreciate it. Look forward to visiting with you next Wednesday for Jobs Wednesday.
Thanks for having me.